Good morning and welcome to Calvary. We are exceptionally excited that you're here, that you've chosen to worship here. And we are fully aware there are many, many places that you could go to worship, but we're glad you chose here. This morning we are starting a new series called Established, and I want to give you a little introduction to it, so take a look at this. Over the course of the next 6 weeks, no matter where you're at in your walk with Christ, we're going to show you how to get more. Because more of Christ and more of God in your life is always a good thing. This morning, today is a special day. Tanner, come up here. Today is his court of honor. Today at 2 o'clock, he has achieved what is incredibly rare in the world of Boy Scouts, and that's an Eagle Scout. We're proud of you as a church family. We stand with you. We're grateful for your hard work and all that y'all have put in, because I was a Boy Scout, but I made it, I think, 2 merit badges are in. But to do this says a lot about him and his family. So we're going to pray for you, and we're proud of you. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for Tanner and his life, and we pray this day. We are proud of his accomplishments, as we know you are, and we pray that you would pour yourself over his life and let this be a day of remembrance for all that the hard work that went in, and let them celebrate today. And we pray that you take him from this point and move him to greater and bigger things beyond. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You are invited at 2 o'clock to be a part of the ceremony of him becoming an Eagle Scout. If you can, be a part of that and show your support. As we get started this morning, please remember Robert, one of our deacons. He's out sick today. We're hoping it's not COVID, but he's not feeling well. So keep him in our prayers as we go into this service to worship a God who loved you enough to die for you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, honor you, and praise you. We set aside this time, clear our mind of the distractions of this world, and let us be focused on you. May you take our worship now as a sweet fragrance of our love for you. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, church family. Welcome to our visitors. I'm glad you're here. It's always good to be in God's house. Amen? Amen. All right. Lamentations 3:22 and 23 tells us, "The Lord's compassions are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Let's stand as we sing hymn number 139, "Great is thy faithfulness."
Thank you.
that? Good job. All right. I could hear you singing. Amen. How great thou art. You are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Psalm 86:10. How great thou art.
Father, we love you and we praise you, and you are the God of all gods. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. Be seated. I want you to dwell on this passage of Scripture for a minute, and I want to ask you a question. I want you to ask yourself a question. As we enter our study today, how well do you know God? How well do you know Him? We're about to sing a song that's entitled, You Are My All in All. And my question for you is He? Is He truly your all in all?
That I see. give you all my praise. from you, haunted by my failure, and found a God whose grace still covers me. I fell on you when I was at my weakest, and found a God, the lifter of my head. And I've worshipped you and felt you right beside me. You're the reason that I sing, 'cause you're the kind of all my day. Each step I take, you make a way, and I will give you all my praise. My seasons change, you stay the same. You're the God of all my days. In my worry, God, you are my stillness. In my searching, God, you are my answers. In my blindness, God, you are my vision. In my bondage, God, you are my freedom. In my weakness, God, you are my power. You're the reason that I sing, 'cause you're the God of all my days. Each step I take, you make a way, and I will keep.
Pray with me. Father, we thank you for who you are. And our prayer is that for the people in this room, that you become the God of all our days. That you become our all in all. Be with us as we study your word. Let the words that are spoken be yours, and let us hear only you. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. Do I have any gardeners in the room? None? Oh, I see one. We got to have a few. If you're a gardener, you're getting excited because it's springtime. As a child, I spent every Friday night at my grandparents. From as long as I can remember up until I went to college. And what Saturday mornings meant, my grandfather would go play golf, and I would spend Saturday morning with my grandmother in her yards. And there is no words to describe the level to which this went. I don't know if this was in South Carolina. I don't know if in Texas, back in the day, they did garden tours where you would go tour. Hers was on the tour every year. Okay, so at this time of year, she would get excited about planting, and she taught me something along the way, and I heard her say it over and over and over. We got to get them established. We got to get them established before the heat of summer, before whatever event, we got to get them established. And what that meant, generally, because for a plant like this, for you gardeners that know, what takes place below the soil level is far more important than what takes place above it. Because if this is going to survive the heat of Texas, it's got to have more than this, right? This is not enough. Not enough what? It's not enough soil. Because the important thing for a plant like this, if y'all know, you don't ever see the roots, but the roots are where the life is. This looks like this because of the work that's going on here. And what these roots are drawing in from the soil that they're in gives this life. It's got to be established. Now, for us as Christians, we can look really pretty on the outside. But what takes place below the level in our hearts is where God changes us. But what happens, if you're not careful, you get content with the size of your pot. You get content with where you are in your life in Christ, and you stop growing. See, this plant will be limited by the size of the pot. And what we have to do, our responsibility as Christians, is keep growing our pot. We need a bigger pot. What does that look like? What does that mean? That's how much of God you have. I don't want to call God dirt, but in terms of this plant, the more dirt, the more soil it has, the better life this plant's going to have. You as a Christian, the more God you have in your life, the better you're going to look and the better life that you're going to have. So, our challenge is we get content. We get content. And then the problem becomes that you don't have enough God to survive whatever's coming your way because you didn't get established enough. You got just enough, but then you stop growing. This plant is only limited by the size of the pot. And you, as a Christian, are only limited by how much God you bring into your life. God wants to be the God of all your days. He wants to be your all in all. But what does that look like? That means you have to keep expanding how much God you have in your life. And that's what this series is about. No matter where you're at, in your walk in Christ, I promise you, you can have more. Your pot can be bigger. Some of you have been Christians for a long time and you got a little bitty pot. And so the things of this world cause you great distress because your pot ain't big enough. This plant in this pot will not survive 110 degrees in the summer. It won't. Because it don't have enough soil. And the things that happen in your life, the trials, the tribulations, the heartaches that come, if your pot ain't big enough, you're going to be affected by those things of this world. The more God you get in your life, the less whatever it is will affect you. And people will go, how can you go through cancer with a smile on your face? Because it's not about what's happening up here, it's happening down here. Turn with me to John chapter 17. John chapter 17. In this journey of getting more God in our life, what we're going to look at today is how well do you know Him? How well do you know God? That's our focus. Knowing God. Look at John chapter 17. I'm going to read verses 1 through 3. This is Jesus talking. It said, after saying all these things, Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that He can give glory back to you. Now stop right there for a minute. Jesus' purpose as the Son of God was to give glory to God. It's a key into what our purpose is. Jesus was our example, right? He came to show us the way. So our purpose is that in all things, no matter what they are, good, bad, indifferent, is to give glory to God. Give glory to God. For you have given Him authority over everyone. He gives eternal life to each one you have given Him. And this is the way to have eternal life, to know God, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you have sent. Now there's something that is critical in verse 3. It says, Jesus says, to have eternal life is to know God. Eternal life is not a destination. You hear me? Eternal life is not a destination. Eternal life is a journey that happens the moment you accept Christ. Let me expound on that for a moment. And hear this. Jesus did not come to die on the cross so you could go to heaven. That was not His purpose. Did you hear that? Jesus did not come to die on the cross so you could go to heaven. Going to heaven is a benefit of having eternal life. Jesus came and died on the cross to pay for your sins so you could have eternal life. You follow me? Your eternal life starts the moment you accept Christ. That's when you start letting God into your life. That's the point that you start being concerned about how big your pot is. Because your pot is how much God you have. Your eternal life starts the moment you accept Him. And going to heaven is a benefit of having eternal life and being able to spend all of eternity with Him. It's not a destination, it's a journey. And Jesus says, and this is the way to have eternal life, to know you, the one and true God. So my question is, how well do you know Him? How well do you know Him? That's a personal question and it's hard to answer. I have a little challenge for you this week. If you have a bulletin, take a look at the back. One of the things in getting, have you ever said, you know, you ever had somebody, I really like that guy, he's great. What's his name? I can't remember. I can't remember what his name is. You don't know him very well if you don't know his name. So the challenge for us in knowing God, because God is so vast and so deep and so high, until we are outside of this human body, we will not be able to understand all that God is. Okay? But as we grow in Him, and you keep getting a bigger pot and getting to know more about God, you're going to understand more about God, which means God's going to have a bigger effect on your life. On the back of your bulletin is just a few of the names of God. I'm not going to put anybody on the spot, but here's my challenge for you this week. See if you can, at some point, write down what each one of those mean. I gave you the scripture verse. If you don't know it off the top of your head, go to that scripture. It's going to tell you what that name of God means. Okay? So see if you can, at some point, translate those into what that means for you. Because every name of God is a different characteristic of God. Okay? So there are times when you might be in a place where you need peace. You should call on God by His name that means peace. It's on this list. Okay? God will be your all in all. But what that means is I have to know what that means to me. I have to know what that means in the situation I'm in, that God can handle it. So, this week, here's what I want you to do. I want you to see if you can translate these. See how many you can get right off the bat. Then go look them up. And then I want you to pick one. Just pick one. And I want you to dwell on it. Google it. Look it up. Dwell on that aspect of God, because it will grow your pot. Okay? So just focus on that. Because what our end goal is that God is our all in all and our everything, so that no matter what's taking place on the outside, we're beautiful because of what's taking place below the surface of how much God we have. And that's how you can go through a heartache or a trial or the worst thing that you can imagine with a smile on your face. Because, go with me to Philippians. Philippians chapter 3. I want to show you what knowing God looks like and having a bigger pot can make you more beautiful on the outside and the inside to be able to handle all that comes in. Philippians chapter 3, verse 7. Philippians chapter 3, verse 7. I once thought all these things were valuable. I'm going to tell you, read that for yourself. What he's talking about, a lot of other things, but think about what you consider valuable in this life. Whatever it is, the things that you consider valuable. I once thought all these things were valuable, because this is where we want to get to. But now I consider them worthless because what Christ has done for me. Worthless. Think of the most valuable thing you own at the moment. The treasure of this world that you have, can you look at it and consider it worthless because of what God has done. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared to the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For His sake, I discard everything else, counting it all garbage, so that I can gain Christ. I want to stop right there for a minute because this is what I was going back to earlier. We get content with the size of our pot when we start focusing on other things than God. When you start thinking the things of this world are valuable, your pot stops. And that's all the God that you can get because you're more concerned about this world than you are God. And verse 9, and become one with Him. I no longer count on my own righteousness through obeying the law. Rather, I become righteous through faith in Christ. For God's way of making us right with Himself depends on our faith. I want to know Christ. Can you say that? I want to know Christ. I want to know more than I know. I want to see more than I can see. I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised Him from the dead. And then, grab a hold of this. I want to suffer with Him, sharing in His death. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to suffer for Christ? We don't like to suffer. We don't. If I leave this plant in that bucket and put it in my yard, it's going to be fine as long as I give it a little water every now and then. It's going to be fine, and then conditions are going to change. Heat's going to come in. And that plant is going to use more water than I can get in this bucket. And this plant's going to start to suffer. For us, we get content. We pray a little bit. We read a little bit. We dwell a little bit. But we're pretty happy. I mean, this plant looks pretty healthy. It's okay. But can you get to the place where you say, I want to suffer with Christ? Everything else in this world is useless and worthless when your focus is on Christ and not this world. And the first step of getting established, of getting a bigger pot, is knowing more of who God is. And the best way to do that, start with His names. Learn His names. Because there are times you need to call on Him by name. If you've ever had a child or been a child, generally, we have a first name, a middle name, and a last name. Okay? When things got really hot and heated, Mama called you by all three. Right? That's when you knew it was on. There's times you need to call on God by the name that He has the attribute for the situation that you're in. You may need peace. You may need strength. You may need wisdom. God will be all of that. But we have to not shortchange ourselves by what kind of bucket we have and limiting God in our lives. My challenge for this week is for you to know Him more. To know Him You need to know who He is. Pray with me. Father, we desire to know You. We desire to have more of You in our life, so that no matter what takes place in this world, You're enough. You are our all in all. My prayer is for everyone in this room that we will grow in You, that we will know more about You and know who You are even better today than we did yesterday. Father, come into our lives and continue to change us. And it's in Your name we pray. Amen.